This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it pains his heart when there are attempts to spread violence in the society. Speaking at the Christmas celebrations hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi cited Germany's Christmas market attack just a few days ago. He urged people to come together to fight against these challenges. The Prime Minister said the teachings of Lord Christ celebrate love, harmony and brotherhood. He emphasized that it is important for everyone to work towards strengthening this spirit. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also interacted with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. He said it is a moment of pride that Pope Francis has made George Kuvakad a cardinal of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed the need to develop an intelligence coordination strategy with friendly nations to detect anti-India outfits and networks. Delivering the 37th Intelligence Bureau Centenary Endowment Lecture in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said, out-of-box thinking is required to find solutions in the face of challenges such as attacks on critical infrastructure, cyber attacks, information warfare, and radicalization of youth. Praising Intelligence Bureau, Home Minister said, due to the working methodology, vigilance, alertness and the tradition of sacrifice and dedication of IB, the country is safe today. In the coming days, Mr. Shah said, intelligence and law enforcement agencies must increase the use of AI and machine learning. He said, to achieve a fully developed India by 2047, security agencies must visualize all potential threats and prepare a comprehensive roadmap to safeguard the nation from them. On the occasion of National Consumer Day, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi will chair National Consumer Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Mr. Joshi is scheduled to launch various initiatives for the protection of consumer rights. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, in a statement, has said the key initiatives include the launch of the eMAP portal, the AI-enabled National Consumer Helpline 2.0, the Jago Grahak Jago app, the Jagriti app, and the Jagriti dashboard. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on a 6-day visit to the United States beginning today. During the visit, he will meet counterparts to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. Dr. Jayashankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. Retired Supreme Court Judge V. Ramasubramanian has been appointed as the new chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice Ramasubramanian, Priyanka Kanungo and Dr. Justice Vidyut Ranjan Sarangi retired as members of the commission. Justice Ramasubramanian was appointed judge of the Supreme Court on 23rd September 2019 and retired on 29th June 2023. The National Investigation Agency has arrested the key aide of Khalistani terrorist Lakhbir Singh and gangster Bachitar Singh from Mumbai in a Punjab terror conspiracy case. According to the NIA, arrested Jatinder Singh is a member of the terror gang formed by foreign-based Lakhbir of the banned terrorist organization Babar Khalsa International, BKI. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya will flag off the My Bharat Good Governance Padyatra at Vadnagar in Gujarat today. The 8-kilometre yatra is being organised to mark the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. In women's cricket, India will take on the West Indies in the second ODI of the 3-match ICC Championship Series at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. At badminton, M. Raghu upset the top seed and Guwahati Masters win Satish Kumar in the 86th Senior National Badminton Championship yesterday. He defeated Satish in the men's single semi-final clash. In the finals, Raghu will take on Mithun Manjunath, who defeated Ronak Chauhan in the semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.